listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. In some breaking news, prosecutors are no longer pursuing charges against the man accused of sexually assaulting Brittany Higgins. Bruce Lehrman has been on bail awaiting a new trial in the ACT Supreme Court after the first was aborted due to juror misconduct. ACT Director of Public Prosecutions Shane Drumgold says he's received evidence detailing the potential impact on Miss Higgins' mental health.
In light of the compelling independent medical opinion and balancing all factors, I've made the difficult decision that it is no longer in the public interest to pursue a prosecution at the risk of a complainant's life.
Two wanted men are back in Australia. Federal police have arrested alleged terrorist Neil Prakash, who's accused of travelling to Syria to fight with Islamic State, while a 46-year-old man's been taken into custody, accused of fleeing the country while facing charges of importing a substance that could be used to make more than 2 million MDMA tablets. The Prime Minister's Industrial Relations Bill has become law. It includes a review of current wages, better protections for workers, and multi-employer bargaining. Briefly, convicted murderer Chris Dawson's sentence will be handed down in the New South Wales Supreme Court today. And Sydney has been named as the 10th most expensive city to live in the world. Singapore's taken out top spot on the list, followed by New York. The West Indies have a lot to do on day three of the first test against Australia, set to resume at none for 74, still 524 runs behind the Aussies. Former cricketer Mitchell Johnson says the pre-lunch battle will be critical to their chances of surviving.
It was just good to see that there was a bit of fight there from the West Indies, and with that expectation of that they were just going to fold, hopefully they can continue on, because that morning session is going to be huge.
And Belgium's coach has called it quits after the side was knocked out of the FIFA World Cup.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.